Well, what's next? What's next? Hey, did you see the big season finale of That 70s Show? Oh, the whole show wrapped up. Yeah, that's it. It ended with Donna and Eric's future decidedly unclear. What will become of our special TV friends? I don't know. Oh. But, yeah, I think the saddest thing about the whole thing is that you don't get to hear Big Star on primetime TV anymore. That's kind of sad. It was nice to hear this one on the tube. We're going to play a Big Star next. Also, there's actually a Big Star tribute album out, finally. This thing, it's called, what's it called? It's called Big Star Small World. It was originally put together in 1998. You can tell because it's got people like Juliana Hatfield and stuff on it. There's bands, there's like three bands on the thing that don't exist. There's a Whiskey Town track and Afghan Whigs and somebody else that doesn't even exist anymore. But it was originally put together in 1998. I don't know why it didn't come out, but it didn't. It's coming out now. Holy moly, took them long enough, huh? 8 years to put this thing out. But anyway, it's out. It's called Big Star Small World. We're going to hear our pal Kelly Willis from that album. And who else? We'll hear somebody else sing a Big Star song, I think. But we're going to start off with Alex and the gang themselves from Number One Record. Here's a little ditty that you might have heard on TV last week.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance, and I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside when it's okay, and I'll shake you. Years ago, my heart was set to live. Whoa. And I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. Get so hard at times like now to hold on. The guns, they wait to be stuck by. And at my side is God. No one going to turn me round. There ain't no one going to turn me round.
people around you tell you that they know the places they've been to, and it's easy to go. Zip you up and dress you down and stand you in a row. You know you don't have to, you can just say no. And there ain't no one going to turn me around. There ain't no one going to turn me around. There ain't no one going to turn me around. There ain't no one going to turn. Been built up and trusted, broke down and busted. They'll get theirs and we'll get ours if you can just hold on, hold. To live, oh, and I've been trying hard against strong odds. It's so hard at times like now to hold on. Gonna fall if I don't fight that my side is God, and there ain't no one going to turn.
Hi, this is Kelly Willis, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
I'm just can't seem to believe it's not just some bad dream. You just wanna stay in bed now that rock is dead. The local mall's got no record stores, and you can't buy Rolling Stone no more. Even Tokyo's running out of bread now that rock is dead. There's just a blank space on your TV where the music channel used to be. The writers and critics all agree we'll never make it to the 21st century. There's a scattered across the hills and laminated passes clogging up landfills and a whole lot of nothing up ahead now that rock is dead. Rock is dead, you better get it through your head. Is dead.
I'll forget what Danny and the Juniors said. That's one of my favorite lines of all time. Ben Vaughn there from the only record ever released in the history of mankind to be recorded in a 1965 AMC Rambler. It's true. It's true. Rock is dead. And, well, so is Ben Vaughn's career as a TV music guy, I guess. He was the TV music guy. He did all the music for That 70s Show. Did you know that? It's true. And he's out of a job. 70s Show came to an end last week. Oh, well. Kelly Willis before Ben Vaughn from the brand new sort of tribute to Big Star called Big Star, Small World. We heard Kelly doing When My Baby's Beside Me. We heard Evan Dando doing the Ballad of El Gudo from the soundtrack to the movie Empire Records. Well, that's a song that you'll find on Big Star's number one record. We actually heard a song from number one record before that. The unbelievably gorgeous little thing called 13. Wilco does that song on this here album, Big Star Small World. We'll have to hear that soon, won't we? Yes, indeed. Well, what's next? It's 20 minutes after the hour of 7 here on CKUW. And I think it's time for some doo-wop. Yeah, yeah. We haven't had any doo-wop in a while. And there's a little bit of it on the brand new album from Mr. Dave Alvin. Yes. What you say? You say doo-wop on a Dave Alvin record? It's true. It's true. He's got two songs on here that feature some guys known as the Calvanes. Yes, it's a harmony group. They do some nice little doo-woppy vocals on a couple of the tracks on here. One of them we heard a few weeks ago. We heard Dave's version of the Beach Boys' Surfer Girl. But tonight we're going to hear the other one, the other Calvanes featuring song. It's the whole concept of this album, actually. It's called West of the West. It's a collection of cover tunes by Dave's favorite Californian songwriters. So it's very laid back. It's the most laid back album he's ever made, for sure. and almost to a fault, I think. But there's some great stuff on it for sure, including this one. This is a song written by Mr. Richard Berry. You know Richard Berry, right? You know what song Richard Berry wrote? Besides the one we're about to hear, which is called I Am Bewildered, this is the guy who wrote Louie Louie. Yeah. So keep that in mind while you're grooving. To Mr. Alvin here, I Am Bewildered.
I'm bewildered, lost in a dream of you. Oh, but what can I do? My whole life is through if I can't have you. My friends all tell me what a great big fool I've been, but what difference does it make how much this fool can take if I can't have you? Oh, it seems as though I've been lost in a world I have never known. Anywhere, you just call and I'll be there. Please let me have you.
Around since I saw her, and I don't know what to do. You see, I've been crying on my pillow in the afternoon, and Lydia, that's not so fun. I should be outside wandering around. If I could meet you, she looks so pretty and she looks so fine. But yes, I wish that she were mine, and I wanted to meet Lydia. Well, all right. But I'd only look for Lydia. You see, she looked so pretty and she looked so fine that I just saw her and I wished that I was hanging around with her and my old Lydia. That's what happened, man. Here's the story.
My old Lydia.
Well, my old Lydia. That's right, and my old Lydia. What you say? Pretty girl now.
My old Lydia. Oh Lydia. My old Lydia. Oh Lydia. Oh,
really rocking.
My old Lydia. Oh Lydia. My old Lydia. Oh Lydia. My old Lydia. Oh Lydia.
For lovers who wander, yeah. She took my love, said she's not coming back. Thought my world and my sky would all turn to black. Now I see the light, I'm wise to her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. For lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, she took my love, you see. Oh, she doesn't bother me. Yeah, I found that place to be. Oh, yeah, I walked around, I'm thinking about her. I never thought I could live without her. She broke my heart, I really showed it. Look at me now, you never know it now. My story can be told. Is
Hoorah. If you thought that sounded suspiciously like the Dictators, well, it's because it was their song and it was their rhythm guitarist, Scott Top 10 Kempner, along with Dion DiMucci in The Little Kings. Yes, Dion and The Little Kings, live in New York is the album. Who'd have thunk it? Dion singing a Dictator song. Wow. Yes, Stay With Me, the classic from the Blood Brothers album. And Dion and another band he used to be in called the Belmonts before that, Lovers Who Wander. All Dion, all the time here on the Twang Trust. Yes, it was our little doo-woppy set. That last one wasn't all that doo-woppy, but what the heck, we wanted to play it. Before that was Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, second time tonight. All JoJo, all the time. That was Jonathan's cover of the Louis Lyman and the Teen Chords big hit, Lydia. Yeah. And at the top of that set, Mr. Dave Alvin from his brand new album. What's it called? It's called It's called West of the West. Yes, a little song written by the guy who wrote Louie Louie, Richard Berry. He wrote I Am Bewildered. And we are here on the Twang Trust as usual.